This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, Donald Trump is talking about his legal challenges. He'll be back in court in New York City this morning for his hush money trial. And the judge has not yet said whether he'll hold Donald Trump in contempt and fine him for violating a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and others linked to the case. This morning, former President Trump said this.
They've taken my constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
Also this morning, the Supreme Court hears arguments on whether Donald Trump should be protected from prosecution for actions he took while he was in the White House. The AP's Mark Sherman covers the high court.
The court will hear an argument in the case about whether Trump is himself immune from prosecution. And a decision in that case could come by late June, although the special counsel Jack Smith has asked the court to decide that case on a much faster time frame, which might allow a trial to be held before the November election if indeed the court finds that Trump is not immune from prosecution.
Those protests on college campuses here in the U.S. against the Israel-Hamas war are continuing. This student is at the encampment at Columbia University in New York, though she does not attend that school.
Columbia University sets a precedent for many universities across the country and across the globe. And the more successful we are here, the more successful we open the gates for other students. And so that's why I traveled to be here, is to stand in solidarity with the students at Columbia.
Now to France. Air passengers traveling to and from Paris have been facing delays and cancellations, even though air traffic controllers have decided to cancel a strike after last-minute negotiations. Flight operations had already been cut back. This is AP News. Now to weapons in space.
Russia vetoed a United Nations resolution calling for the prevention of a dangerous nuclear arms race in space. The resolution would have called for all countries not to develop or deploy nuclear arms or other weapons of mass destruction in space. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield is scratching her head.
President Putin himself has said publicly that Russia has no intention of deploying nuclear weapons in space.
Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia dismissed the resolution.
He
says the Council is once again being involved in a dirty spectacle prepared by the U.S. and Japan. This is a cynical ploy. He also said it didn't go far enough in banning all types of weapons in space. Thomas Greenfield says the veto begs the question, why?
What could you possibly be hiding?
China abstained from voting. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.